This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Pre-K Director Adam Favor. Adam, welcome to the program. How are you, kid?
Good. Hello again.
And we are here to talk about, again, the pre-K program. And since our last conversations, the district kind of received some, I guess, startling news with the funding for this upcoming fiscal year. Give us an update on what's going on with this.
Well, we received a surprise. It was a competitive grant this year, something we hadn't been used to in the past. And everybody in the state had to resubmit a grant competitively, justifying why do we need these funds, you know, based on demographics, based on needs of your community. We thought we had a really good shot. We thought we would receive what we had asked for or something substantial. And instead, we ended up with a significant cut, about a 40% cut over the last few years.
Tell me a little bit, if the cuts, I know the district is currently asking questions, trying to get state response about why the cuts were made, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If the cuts remain in place.
And they likely will.
Okay. What impact will you will we have with the Litchfield Pre-K program?
Well, it's traditionally we've been able to serve 140 students for the past, since I've been working with the program. This year, on our award letter, we received the dollar amount we received, which again was a 40% cut, plus the directive of we can serve 80 students. So that's 60 less than we had served in the past. That's 60 less free slots to parents who need these programs for their children who cannot necessarily afford to pay for a program. Since talking with the state, my understanding is, and I'm of course waiting to get those types of things in writing, but we would be allowed to, if we could find a way to stretch the reduced budget that we've got, we can serve more students if we would like. But we don't foresee necessarily seeing an increase anytime soon unless money becomes available. And I don't think there are buckets of money sitting around anywhere in the state at this point.
And even if you stretch it out to serve more students, that's not necessarily fair for them because they're getting probably not the same coverages or the same type of classwork or whatever as the classes before them, correct?
If we stretch dollars to serve more students at that program, we are not going to do it at the expense of what we offer to the students. Okay. The benefit we have is we have a very supportive Board of Education. We do have some local resources which have been committed to make sure we can serve more students in addition to the funds from the pre-K program. Not a significant amount, but some. One of those also local resources would be an extremely supportive parent group who has raised an abundant amount of funds to help make sure that children can get to the program at the lowest cost to parents and that the children still have the extras, things such as field trips, such as maybe a rewards, you know, reward snack or those sorts of things. Even without those things in place, though, we're not going to stretch dollars to serve more children at the expense of the quality of what they receive. In other words, we can have no more or no less than 20 students in a class. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have 30 students in a class. It's not good for pre-K children. It's also would put our grant in jeopardy if we were to do things like that in order to stretch the dollar. So anything we do is going to be of quality.
It's not good for the teachers to have 30 kids in a classroom either at that age level.
It's not appropriate. I can't say it's not. I mean, we don't. It's not appropriate for kids.
Good. And you mentioned the Parents for Pre-K program. This group has been out there gaining money to make sure that doors and the program stays vital in Litchfield.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's absolutely a wonderful thing that that group has done.
Yes, it is. And that's and because of what they're doing, one of the things we are going forward with, again, kind of in the past, we've done the offered the cost of service program, or some people may think of it as a fee for service, to allow kiddos that didn't qualify because they didn't have enough risk factors to come to the program. The Parents for Pre-K, because of the amount of funds they have raised and given to us to use, the cost of service to parents is going to be significantly less than what we had offered in years past. I think last year when we started that, we were offering it for $9. Perhaps it was $8. This year it should have been $9 because of funds that they've provided to us. It's going to be like $7.75 a day for parents to be able to, if they want to send their child, mm-hmm. even though they didn't qualify for the free portion, we will still offer them a slot in the program for a cost of service. That cost of service going to offset the cost of a teacher and an aide to serve those children. But it's not going. But they're still going to be interspersed throughout the program with their peers. So,
are you hopeful that this fee for service part will just be this year, and then next year, hopefully, you'll be able to offer the free program as in years past?
That's my hope. I'm hoping that whatever information we get from the state as far as what is it that required a 40% reduction in what we're doing. Is there something we're doing that is not to their liking? Are our demographics that significantly different than our surrounding communities? I don't believe that they are. But there were programs that were cut completely. There were programs that received zero funding. They were just disappeared. Monticello, I know for a fact, is one of them. They had an early childhood program there. They were cut. I also, am aware that I think our funding level is very similar to that of Chatham's at this point. I don't think our community is the same as the Chatham School District, but I don't know. And I know, and I'm very aware they're going to provide us the information that they have and what they base their decision on. And they had some tough decisions to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's see, locally, in addition to the Litchfield School District being cut with the pre-K program, Nokomis, I believe, was also cut as well. So you're not alone in this brigade about what happened.
Yeah, we're not the only ones. And again, it's one of those things, when the state has come in and reviewed our programs in the past, they've always been very complimentary of what we are doing. They always seem to have been very happy with our program design, that we're following their rules, that we're spending money in a way that's appropriate. And so that's why we want to make sure that anything we're doing, if there's things we can correct, we want to correct them in order to be able to serve 140 students or more if possible. Right now I have a wait list. We have 160 kids that want to come to a program that serves 80.
That's
good. And the thing is, we do have other programs in the community that are there from a different capacity, but I think both of them are religion-based. Mm-hmm. That are also, there are places for them to go if they can afford to go. Our program is more academic, school-ready focused. That's what our job is. And we'd like to be able to offer that to those families. And they're expecting that.
I guess the normal question also would be, have you talked with State Senator McCann or Rosenthal about this?
I have not been able to yet. Not because they haven't responded. I haven't had the opportunity to contact them yet.
Okay. So that ball possibly will be in the works down
that
the line.
I will be inviting them into our program, hoping they want to see what we are doing. Right now, my time has been focused on making sure that we are having something in place for parents that do want to.
You got a school year to prepare for.
Absolutely. But that other component will also need to occur.
Not to get into a personnel issue, but with the cuts and that, how does this affect your staffing?
We will have fewer staff members. We had planned for, not knowing what type of funding we were going to receive, we'd had some retirements in the district, and we had put some things on hold as far as filling positions until we knew for certain where we thought we would be. So we had planned conservatively as opposed to taking a gamble and staffing for 140 students and, just, hey, let's see what happens. Our superintendent and our board is very, they think things out before we just act.
Okay.
So we're okay. We haven't had to let anybody go we may have to, if cost of service is what it could be, we may end up having to bring somebody in to cover some classes.
So basically you had a retirement. That position will not be filled.
Correct.
For the foreseeable future until this whole situation gets ratified.
Correct.
Absolutely. It just seems like it's a never ending battle.
Yes. But I mean, it's one of those things. You work with the age of students that we work with, and we work with the families that we work with, and it's hard. This is basically, it's a dollar and cents issue for our state and for our taxpayers, and I understand that. I pay taxes also. We pay lots of taxes for many things, many things we've come to enjoy and appreciate. These are 3 and 4 year olds. This is their first very positive, exciting school experience. Children are looking forward to coming to school for the first time this year. We didn't fathom that this was the direction things would take. There's some kiddos that are very sad at this point. That's hard to deal with. And it's not a business decision when you're working with a 3 and 4 year old and their parents who are excited about coming to school. So that part's very tough.
Well, hopefully everything will get ratified, and next year things will be back to normal with the Litchfield Pre-K program. Adam, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to our chats in the future. And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield Pre-K Director Adam Favor. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.